This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Avanelis, U.S. Army War College, to Panama. The New York Times reporting. President-elect Donald J. Trump refused to rule out using military force to retake the Panama Canal, which was returned by the U.S. to that country's control decades ago. While it is unclear, writes the New York Times, what prompted Mr. Trump's recent obsession with the canal, some Republicans have long objected to the decades-old treaty that gave it back to Panama. Mr. Trump's threats of unsettled Panamanians who used to live with the presence of the U.S. military in the canal zone and were invaded by American forces once before. Boy, there's a lot of history in there, Professor. Where to begin? The original acquisition, polite word, of the Panama Canal Zone from Colombia, that would have been the Teddy Roosevelt himself or the Carter administration's intention in a treaty of 1977 to give the control of the Panama Canal Zone to the sovereign state of Panama, acted upon, I believe, late in the century under the Clinton administration. And then there is the codicil in the treaty, I believe, that says the U.S. is in charge of the defense of the Panama Canal Zone or the Panamanian state, which is all a confusion of who runs Panama. I add the detail that I've learned recently. 3/4 of the traffic going through the canal zone is American traffic. Also, Panama is blamed for not having anticipated the drought of 2024, which led to a severe decline in the traffic coming through the canal zones because of a lack of water for the locks. And also, Panama is blamed for the Darien Gap not doing sufficient to filter out the unwanted, and in fact providing free bus transportation, or nearly free, from the exit of the jungle to Costa Rica to push people towards Mexico and the United States. There are more things to say, but in any event, there's a lot of history. The statement that the United States built the canal is not inaccurate. Where is this going, Professor? What does this mean for the rest of the Americas?
Well, it's probably not ultimately going anywhere, although it's certainly creating a lot of noise as people look to the incoming Trump administration. But it's probably useful to say that back in the day during the Cold War, when then President Jimmy Carter, who of course just passed away, was president, one of the acts that he was involved with, the 1977 Carter-Torrijos Treaty, was to give control of the Panama Canal, which, as you rightfully pointed out, the U.S. had built and had a strategic role in, and indeed the U.S. had a substantial military presence, including the headquarters of U.S. Southern Command there in Panama for many, many years during the Cold War. But Carter's decision to give it the canal back to Panama, in the face of a number of different protests that were going on in Panama and around the world, in a sense that for the United States to be seen as doing right by the world, we had to do that. But even back then, as a businessman in New York, Donald Trump had made comments about the Panama Canal, that this was a bad deal, and so people forget that this has been kind of a itch in his craw for many, many, many years. It's been, of course, now resurrected. But The issue now, it appears, is that because of the droughts that you alluded to, you had, I believe it was 2015, and then, of course, last year you had record droughts, which caused a curtailing of the traffic going through the canal and an increase in shipping rates, in part because Panama has a number of different projects that they're trying to institute to make sure that the drought doesn't affect throughput of these strategically vital waterways again, the principal of which is a $1.6 billion project to construct a new dam to create a new reservoir to make sure that there is a additional supply of water if this type of drought goes on. Certainly Panama is raising its rates. Frankly, the Panama Canal Authority is one of the most objectively and well transparently running, to the degree there can be such a thing, types of activities in Latin America, largely because of its importance. Now President Trump had made the comment about, Chinese soldiers in Panama. That's not quite the case. What has happened is there's been a lot of Chinese influence in Panama. You have the Hong Kong-based company Hutchison Whampoa that operates ports on both sides of the canal. Ever since Panama recognized China back during the Varela government in 2017, there had been a rapid increase in Chinese projects there, a convention center, a construction of a new bridge, which is going forward over the canal, Chinese involvement in a large mining operation, which is since defunct. Recently as well, there have been a series of new initiatives by the Molino government that would resurrect some of these Chinese activities. The possibility of the resurrection of a new high-speed rail project, which could be built from Panama City to David. Talk about Chinese involvement in smart cities projects, Power China, possibly putting in 530 megawatts of new solar in China, even possible Panamanian participation in the Chinese moon base they're talking about building by 2030. And so there certainly is a lot of Chinese activity and worrisome influence in the strategically vital waterway. And at the end of the day, it certainly generated a lot of political heat. But at the end of the day, under the treaty, the canal is Panama's. It is run in a relatively objective fashion. Yes, rates have increased, but rates have increased for just about everybody. Certainly going back to the treaty and this idea that the U.S. should somehow reclaim the canal, that's opened a Pandora's box of a lot of residual resentments, not only in Panama, but other parts of the region involving perceived U.S. Gunboat diplomacy and pressure in the past century, which probably has not made people feel terribly friendly who remember some of that history.
The Darien Gap. The president-elect has not mentioned it, but it's implicit. The Molino government promising during the campaign to be effective and stop the migrants coming through the Darien Gap has not acted upon that intention, at least completely. Also, the Biden administration's done very little to, in any fashion, disrupt the traffic through the Darien Gap for all 4 years. I don't know the final number. It's a guess. But certainly it's in the hundreds of thousands have come through the Darien Gap and made their way through Central America, helped by countries such as Panama and Costa Rica, to the Mexican border into the United States. That strikes me as something that can be talked about confrontationally with Panama if it is to remain a sovereign state. At the same time, Professor, what the president is talking about, president-elect is talking about, is not isolated. There is also discussion of acquiring or buying. The verb is important here. I just don't have the right one. Greenland. He's talking about the defense of North America from the threat in the Arctic by the Chinese and the Russians. In other words, remaking the map to make Fortress Americas. Is that an opinion that's aberrant, alien to the diplomats of the Americas, that North America and the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans are no longer adequate defense, that we need to be more thoughtful about the ability of China to project power, such as the way you just explicated?
Well, John, certainly the comments about Greenland, as well as the comments about the Panama Canal, as well as the comments about making Canada and Mexico into U.S. states, has caused a number of people in the region to kind of scratch their heads. But you also raise a very important point with respect to the Darien Gap. The irony for me is that Jose Raul Molino, the new president of Panama, who himself is a very Trump-like figure, gruff, tough-talking, former national security minister, who really came in saying, we have to do something about all these migrants flowing in through the Darien. So largely under Molino's new leadership, cooperation with the U.S. Was stepped up. Repatriations of people coming through the gap to their countries of origin was increased. And with the combination of at least some signaling with respect to the U.S. border and also some of this new pressure with the Panamanian authorities to control the Darien Gap, you actually have at least initial indications that there's been a substantial, at least temporary, decrease in the number of migrants coming through. Now, that could always change. But, I had personally hoped that Panama would be an area in which, because of the style of the presidents and because of the common problem and the common orientation, that there should have been a relatively good relationship between President Molino and President Trump. We'll see how that evolves. Probably the canal issue hasn't helped. But as you pointed out, there's a broader issue, which is that, and there are also many people in the region that read too much bad will and U.S. interventionism into the history of the past century and a half. But there is at least sensitivity in the region and the educational system to that perception of a U.S. that has been, too assertive in taking what it wants, whether it's, Cuba and the war with Spain in 1898, or whether it's interventions in places like the Dominican Republic and in Haiti or other places. Whether you see that is a fair or unfair characterization, what's really unfortunate is that President Trump's talk about Greenland or reincorporating Mexican territory as a state, that goes back to some of those sensitivities. So for Mexico, they remember times in which, for example, much of the territory of California, New Mexico, and Texas used to be part of their territory, or the punitive expeditions of General Pershing against Pancho Villa and others back at the about a century ago. And so, it's unfortunate that some of those comments, while appearing current issues in the United States, reactivate some of those historical sensitivities and some of the more negative aspects of the attitudes that some people have towards the United States. And so I think that's playing out in some of the sensibilities in Latin America as they look to the incoming Trump administration, unfortunately, right now.
And one more bite at the Panamanian apple. The question about China and investing. China played a game in Nicaragua that was not dissimilar to taking possession of the Panama Canal. I believe there was an investor or more than one who talked about building a new canal in Nicaragua. I don't remember where that discussion left off. In any event, there was a sense that China believed it belonged in profit-making or control of parts of the ability to transfer from one ocean to the other. And we've talked about China's unknown intentions in building that deep water port off of Chile, I believe, or no, it's Peru. So we can't presume that China's a benign actor, Professor.
You're absolutely right, John. And as a matter of fact, what you point out to is a relatively little noticed but strategically important aspect of China's advance across the Americas, which has military as well as economic implications, and which has been going on now for more than 20 years as I followed it. And so in recent years, what you find is that in terms of changes in diplomatic recognition and an associated advance of China's position in countries, Nicaragua changed to recognize the PRC, Honduras and its leftist government with Xiomara Castro and Libero has changed to recognize the PRC. But with those changes in diplomatic recognition have come a flurry of new projects, which include interoceanic connections. And so in Nicaragua, as you pointed out, you had a Chinese investor by the name of Wang Jing before the change in recognition that was talking about this $40 billion questionable interoceanic canal. Although that project ultimately failed, especially in the absence of Chinese recognition, actually in November of last year, they resurrected the Chinese canal project. The Chinese company is going to do a feasibility study. You have multiple other Chinese projects. You have a rail project basically connecting Managua to one of its outer outlying suburbs. You have a new coastal roads that are being built. The Punta Huete Airport, which is a major Cold War area airport that had been built to receive some of the Soviet Union's largest bombers, is being refurbished by China just northwest of Managua. You have a whole series of other projects, including possible police training. You have mysterious concessions being given to Chinese mining firms all across the remote areas of the Caribbean coast in Nicaragua. And then on top of that, of course, you have similar things happening in other places just to the north. And in Honduras, you have a new, what they call a dry canal corridor, the refurbishment of a port in the Gulf of Fonseca, San Lorenzo, and the possible Chinese connection, building up a highway rail corridor that would connect that to the Atlantic coast near San Pedro Sula.
30 seconds, Professor, 30 seconds.
And indeed, for many in Southcom, the prospect that the leftist Xiomara Castro government could kick the United States out of the forward operating location that it currently has, at Joint Task Force Bravo there on the Sotocana Air Base, would essentially give China even more of an open hand. And so the fact that you have an unprecedented PRC advance in these logistics projects and political influence in the northern part of Central America, very close or ever closer to U.S. shores, as a complement to Chinese advances in places like the space facility in Argentina or the port of Chancay in Peru, that creates ever greater strategic risks that certainly people in U.S. Southern Command and certainly the incoming Trump administration will be having their eyes on in the coming months.
Professor Avanelis, U.S. Army War College. The good news next, Argentina.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.